The Smiles of God, April 16. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Nothing can do us real good without the blessing of God. What God blesses is blessed. Therefore a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. The little with the blessing of God is more efficient, and it will extend farther. The grace of God will make a little go a great ways. When we devote ourselves to the affairs of the kingdom of God, he will mind our affairs. The Lord has given us precious blessings in the simple flowers of the field, in the fragrance so grateful to our senses. He has tinted every flower with beauty, for he is the great master artist. He who has created the beautiful things in nature will do far greater things for the soul. God is a lover of the beautiful, and he would adorn our characters with his own rich graces. He would have our words as fragrant as the flowers of the field. He has given us blessings in daily provision for our physical needs. The very bread we eat has upon it the image and superscription of the cross. They only are truly blessed whose chief concern is to secure those blessings which will nourish the soul and endure forever. Our Savior says to us, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." God has a care for us, even to bestow his temporal blessings upon us. Our earthly good is not beneath the notice of our heavenly Father. He knoweth that we have need of these things. When God smiles upon our efforts, it is worth more than any earthly income. How sweet our daily comforts prove when they are seasoned with his love. Every deliverance, every blessing, that God in the past has granted to his people, should be kept fresh in memory's hall as a sure pledge of further and richer, increasing blessings that he will bestow. There is no limit to the blessings that it is our privilege to receive.